So, cool.
You done?
So if you guys are monitoring, well, no, you're asking me to monitor, and you're monitoring. So what is this? A test to see if I can monitor?
Yes. You passed. So you should be happy.
Because you run the whole show by yourself next week.
Yeah. It's just you. Oh, look at the concern. Look at the concern. He's like, oh, God, I just shat myself.
Okay, so here we are with episode 113, live and twitching. That's right, we were live again this month, but this time we added Twitch to our broadcasting bag. We ran into some technical issues right off the bat, but hey, you know, that comes with live shows. Anyway, you can find everything in the Scratched universe at www.scratched.net, on Facebook and Twitch at Scratched Podcast, and YouTube, it's just Scratched. Remember, fellas, life after 40 and Scratched do not end with ED.
Well, what if now within this whole thing, let's go a little bit into the probably even closer to the improbable, but just to look at human behavior, let's say something like a zombie apocalypse, which is obviously there's people prepping all the time for that, and like they enjoy it, and it's become like a culture and stuff. Mm-hmm. How would my question is, how would let's say me in Sweetwater, I'll just give an example and you tell me what you think in your areas or whatever comes to mind. But if there was a zombie apocalypse here in Sweetwater, it would be a dangerous freaking thing because there are almost zombies already.
Yeah, right. I was waiting for somebody to throw that out there.
Right.
Like I have my little house with bars on the windows, and let's say there's zombies everywhere. I have what I have for my protection and my dog. And at some point, food's going to run out. At some point, I'm going to have to boogie. And I'm basically in a swamp. And these people, they're going to be hungry. So they're going to be looting and trying to, like, brush fire or burn people out of their houses. And, oh, please let me in, mister. Please let me in and my family in. And then they'll go and shoot your ass and take what's yours.
You know what's missing from that? You know?
What?
You started off with a zombie thing, which is completely ridiculous. More realistically, financial collapse. Right? On a global scale. That, I think, you're looking at defending things in your front yard with a baseball bat more realistically than the zombie thing. Quite honestly.
I mean, people start, you know, looting and trying to get whatever they can from wherever they can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, It's like a zombie apocalypse of that, though, right?
Zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
No, I mean it's easily comparable. People,
it's comparable.
Going these, of course, zombies is ridiculous, but that mentality of going to get whatever it is you need at whatever cost.
Take away. You could take away the zombie. You could just people having to because of conditions. Forget whether it's zombies or vampires or that's just to, you know, spark up the, you know, make it nice.
Where do you forget about werewolves?
You know, just keep the idea of people needing their basic needs. Like they go to their base needs, which is shelter, food.
Yeah.
Those basic needs, when they have just that necessity, you know, what lengths will people go to? And I think that the most sane and humane person will rip the limbs off another human being,
of course,
in order to survive.
So civilization, unless they're snowflakes.
But so what? that isn't out yet. Or yeah, it is out.
Yeah, it's out.
Yeah, your rant, the Wookiee rant.
It's
so out. What's your question? You said based on Sweetwater.
For me, yeah, for me, but you, like for you guys.
Well,
in
answer
your area.
Answer first on your end. What would you do?
I would try to survive as long as I can.
Yeah.
People would start coming to my door, and I would start shooting them in the head. But then they'd
first,
start piling up.
do you shoot? No, and I'm not trying to be a smartass here.
No, I know.
Do you shoot first, or do you vet them?
No, I shoot them in the head, dude.
Okay. Well, we know not to go to Eli's house.
They're coming. They're coming to not to. No, they're not coming. Saying hello, Mister. If they're a hello, Mister. It depends on the phase that you're talking. If you were talking about full blown apocalypse where the zombies are out and stuff,
well, talk about realistic zombies. Apocalypse. Realistic apocalypse. Financial crash. You know, economy's crap.
EMP.
Then nobody's your friend at that point, because what holds society together and friendships and family and all these loyalties that make us, you know, the culture and the people and humane and all these things that we strive for and we do fairly well in general, only can happen if the conditions that we are living in are what they are. More or less a little bit what they are. It could even be a little bit worse than what we live in now. But if things go extreme, the first people to go are your extended friends, like the friends of your friends. They are no longer, because you have certain amount of food, water, rationing and the stuff. Your first primary attention goes to your family, your wife, your kids, and that's it. You know,
you're gonna eat vegan?
So all those people. No, I won't. Okay. I won't. You know, him and I. See, in my mind, when we were talking about this, I was thinking of him in a little backpack with him on my back and me running through the woods. That's what I was thinking.
That reminds me of a game called Ratchet and Clank. Eloy and Viggo, the new video game.
What would you guys do in your neighborhoods? Like, let's say you turned on the TV or whatever, and it says that's it, apocalypse time, and you have the weaponry you have, or don't have. You have whatever you have with you.
Dude, I have an arsenal. I literally have an arsenal, and I'm not talking just the archery equipment you've seen. I have a freaking arsenal in my house, and all of that gets loaded in the back of the truck, and we're out in the middle of nowhere. I want nobody around me. But, I'm not gonna stay here. Are you kidding me? There's people around here.
There you go. So the people is definitely a bad scenario.
Yeah, and believe me, when you said I'm shooting first and asking questions later, I'm totally with you. I just said I wasn't going to your house. That's all I said. I'm totally with you. Because again, people are stupid, panicky, scared. An individual can stop and think and root out something and negotiate if they need to. You get a group of three or more things, you're in deep because somebody's going to try to be the leader, somebody's going to try to, you know, do whatever, and then everybody's dead, period, end of story. But you get two or three folks of the like mind and you'll be okay, and you'll actually be a little bit more productive really than if you were just on your own. But again,
so
finding
you would
those
head to the woods.
I would head anywhere there aren't people, if that's the
but
woods.
Would you go
yes.
to the mountain? Would you travel further west into Colorado, or would you travel towards Oklahoma? Would you travel up, you know, to whatever, what is it, Wyoming? Would you travel south? I would not go south.
No, north it is. North it is.
Those deserts will kill you.
I'd go to Montana, because there ain't nobody in Montana. You know what I mean? And if I had to go to Canada, so be it. Come on, come get me, Border Patrol. I freaking dare you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, well, at that point, there won't be any. But so you're going to hightail it to the woods for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're not staying
away
in the
from
city.
Everybody.
Because you know more of them are coming. More people will start knocking, whether they're zombies or not. And what would you do so what would you do if a family, like you're getting ready with Sherry, you're getting mm-hmm. ready and you know, you're prepping and you're getting ready, and you know, TV said, guys, like the president comes on and he says, everybody fend for their fucking self.
Get the fuck out.
You know, do what you can, guys. It's done.
Yeah.
So let's say that happens. So, and you're preparing and stuff, but then let's say you get a knock at the door. Oh, and you've got your food, but maybe you didn't go to the grocery that that week. So, and they come, can you please let us in? We have nothing. We want to stay with you.
Boom.
And you're, what would you do?
I've got a 12-gauge loaded with full buck, semi-automatic. I don't even have to pump that thing. Boom, boom, boom. That's the end of that. And then into the truck we go, and away we go. I don't care. At that point, I do not care.
Okay. That's, well, you know, I can't.
Everything's
I can.
A threat, man. Everything's a threat.
So this is a brutal situation, right?
Of course it is.
About.
Yeah.
So, so like, let's go to Rick now. So,
or
where
Ryan.
You live?
Yeah, or Ryan.
I keep doing that.
This fascination you have with me really needs to stop. My wife is becoming very uncomfortable with this.
He just calls everybody Rick when he's out on the streets. Hey, Rick.
The odds are good. Somebody's going to say, hey, who was that guy?
Everybody's Rick. So bitters. I'm going to do bitters because when I do first names, that's why I try to call people by their last names. So let's say in your area, okay, so you have cornfields, and so you're there with Amy, mm-hmm. and your kids, and let's say you're transitioning from, you know, going to your new home and all that, but you haven't quite, so you have what you have now there. What do you do if a family comes up and they're knocking at the door and saying, oh, please, could you let us in? It's just me, my wife, and my three kids, and our dog, and my daughter's boyfriend, and
Boom.
His mother.
You're adding a lot of people to this as we go.
I want to make it nice and
Do you have that many in your town? Do you have that many people in your town?
There's four other people besides us.
Okay. Well, that's pretty simple.
Heath Knuckles says, Jimmy and I live in a valley.
It might be, a little bit different, maybe in my situation, because you guys live in a really populated area.
Jimmy's more populated than I am.
Right, saying for me, as far as the what would I do situation, chances are I actually probably know the people because my town's so small, I probably know them.
So what are you going to do?
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think mine would be as cut and dry as you because chances are somebody hitting up your door, you don't know.
Boom.
Right. See, I don't know. I don't know. That would it would have to be a split-second decision. I don't know. I can't answer it.
Okay, you have to.
But you have your kids. You have your
to
kids.
Answer it.
You have your kids. You have your wife. You have your family. You have X amount in the fridge. Okay. You know the world's gone to crap.
No. I wouldn't give up anything to someone else that would take away from my family. Absolutely not.
No, wait. Your neighbors come in. Could you let us in? Do you have any ice? You know? And they're knocking. Dude,
they're
no
asking
choice.
For ice during the apocalypse?
No, I'm making it ridiculous because... What could you offer? You could let them in, but are you sure? Are you confident that they will not try to take over you and yours?
That's my point. Not. Boom.
Of course not.
See what happens when society loses this fabric that we live in. You know, if we go to our base, we become hunter-gatherers. Automatically.
Now you're saying you guys are saying. Hold on a minute, because I want to backtrack a little bit, because I guess I didn't give an answer.
No, you really.
You guys are saying, you guys are saying someone knocks on the door, says, "Hey, can you let me in, so we can, you know, stay with you, and you can help us out, yada yada yada." Nope. And you're saying, "Boom."
Yep.
Boom.
Unequivocally.
Why boom?
Because that's what they're met at the door with in my scenario. Do you not have a boom?
But
need a boom.
Hold on. Yeah, I have a few booms.
Oh, then that's what you should be answering that door with.
Sure. But are you not saying, are they forcefully trying to enter, or are they asking and then leaving?
No, well,
what if they're just asking?
They don't
get
the
opportunity. Take it through this.
Why the boom?
Let's take it through this. I'm going to be the person at the other end of the door, and you're going to be in your house, okay? So here we go.
Okay. Hello.
Great audio.
Oh, you're so damn calm in the middle of the apocalypse. I'd be like,
good evening, sir.
I would like to sell you some magazines.
No, and you hear Avon calling. So
I would like to speak to you about the good news from Jesus.
So listen, guys, I'm here with my wife and my daughter and my boy. Could you please let us in? We've been overrun a few blocks down. Just please let us in.
No.
And and you hear this outside your door. listen. Listen. You hear this outside your door.
There better be somebody injured.
like you know there's stuff happening outside. Boom. And they're like, Mister, please let us in. It's just me, my wife, my dog.
Right. Going on the assumption that I say I don't give up anything for my family to help someone else, because that's ridiculous in that scenario. answer no, right? And then if you don't listen and don't walk away and try to enter, then the boom.
Well, no, you have to tell me yes or no. I'm asking, like, we're playing
I said no, but you kept carrying on with your freaking dog and your...
Okay, so here we go. No, we didn't have a dog. We left the dog because we don't want to be pushy.
Oh, okay.
We don't want to be pushy. Because so there are rules to an apocalypse, goddamn. Yeah. he says, you eat the dog. Please,
let us in, please. We don't want to die. Just let us in to your home. We won't do anything. I know what you're thinking. Please. That's what he's saying now.
I know what you're thinking. What am I thinking?
You're thinking we're going to do any harm? We are loving, peaceful people. Just please, we don't want to die.
No, I don't have enough for you and all yours.
Boom.
Damn it! And he starts pounding on the
door. There you
the
go.
Door.
Then not... comes the boom. Then comes the boom.
Oh, so once he starts pounding on the door, you're gonna what are you going to do? You're going to open the door? You're going to blow a hole through the door?
That signals to me he's trying to enter, right? Well, no. That's what would flash in my mind first.
It's not like he could just walk down the road. The guy's got nowhere to go. He's literally life and death, this guy. And you're just...
I'll speed up the process for him.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, so you've done...
Natural selection. Yeah. I naturally selected him to go. Scratched. So, let me throw this little quirk into it. Going with Eloy's story, and I don't know why we got rid of the dog, because that's a good food source. Just saying. Going with Eloy's story, so the guy at the front door is just passionate.
Just an old
passionate
dog.
Old, greasy,
rubbery,
hair-missing, kind of nasty dog. One snaggle tooth, right? Mm-hmm. Going with that
he
theory.
He smells like ass.
Yeah, and cheese.
You want this, honey? You can eat this. I'll sit here and starve.
I don't know. I'd eat it. All right. I've eaten worse. So
here's Fido. Okay.
The guy's at the front door begging passionately to be let in. Okay.
To me,
and he's to you. And okay. he's with a group, correct? Eloy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
With his family.
Now, what about the guy sneaking around the back door because the guy at the door with his family is a distraction?
I don't know.
That's why you boom.
I guess. Yeah, but...
Because you don't know. All I wanted to hear...
That's the problem. You don't know.
You don't know. And boom. End of problem. Okay?
Sure.
And hope you get enough ammo to take out the rest of them. Or hope Amy can shoot, too. I trained Sherry to shoot. She's a hell of a good shot. Mainly because it was fun. But not for anything like what we're talking about.
So now let's move on to that family gets shot. Okay, yep. So far you guys are murderers. Okay, yep. I'm glad I'm the one asking questions and not.
You thought you were gonna get out of that, huh? Okay, wait till you see coming to you.
So now let's move it forward. So we know Rick goes to the woods because unfortunately the cities are gonna overrun. Now Ryan is relatively or pretty much rural. So you're going to stay there, Ryan, or what would you do?
I mean, I am rural, so basically in the woods almost already.
You wouldn't head to New York.
I wouldn't have to go far to get to the woods.
That I'll buy. That I'll buy into. But I wouldn't say you're as rural as I'm going to be.
Once you leave, you wouldn't be.
I'm looking for a population of two. That's what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? I want something close enough where I can go in and do a raid every now and again if I have to. Otherwise, I'll just live on my own. Now, here's why I have the easy part. This is why it's so easy for me to say this stuff, okay? We all know that I live and die on this thing, okay? Without this, I'm not going to last very damn long anyway. So I'm going to give Sherry the absolute best chance she has to survive without me. Because I'm going to last a maximum of 30 days. Because when this thing runs out, I'm dead within 48. Period.
And I'm saying that the decision I said, as you guys created that scenario, would be a lot different were it to really happen because you have to remember I have kids. And that would be my top priority, of course.
Teach them to shoot.
Is to protect them. Right. But you want to make sure you're heading that and making sure that they're protected, right? I mean, anyone
make
with
sure,
kids would.
No. Make sure they can do it if you're not there.
Yeah. I get that. But you know what I'm saying? That decision would be a lot more easy to make were it real.
I think it's fairly simple to me when it's not.
Because I
think it's very cut and dry.
It's running through my mind a little different, I guess.
Heath just said in what you're saying, and this would be the best scenario in my opinion, panic room.
Why?
I like the idea.
You're still
I
in
don't
want to
leave. I don't, but I don't want to leave home. If you can have like your own little incubator,
how long is that going to last?
Protected. Well, that's. I mean, it depends. I mean, I've got rations here at home, by the way. Okay.
For how long?
As long as Vigo's there.
Oh, so he eats all the
No.
No, he went the wrong way with that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Hey, man.
I wouldn't do it, dude. Honestly, he's my little buddy.
Why do you think I fattened Jacob so much?
No, ain't gonna happen, dude.
I made sure he slowed down a little bit. Right?
Telling you, man, one of these Thanksgivings, oh, it's gonna be a good feast. More yellow
lab,
please.
We're not saying that. We're not saying that this is a comfortable situation. We're saying that if you're reasonable and fair about it, would you be so open and giving that you would toss up your own family?
No.
Open the door!
Those are horrific scenarios, but that's if society breaks down. Those are things that are quite possible. Decisions that are quite possible, you know.
Yep, I agree, man. I agree.
Javi says I could survive. Javi says I could survive on peanut butter and flour. Make my own sandwiches for a long time. Heath Knuckles says I need to poop. I may use your bathroom. Oh, may I use your bathroom? So that would be his excuse at the door.
You can crap outside.
Boom. By the way, the boom was in Keith's pants while he's waiting for me to open the door. Because it ain't happening.
He made a boom boom.
Scratched. Well, that one movie, you know, from back in the 80s.
Oh, God.
That was it called?
Red Dawn.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
That movie, that when I was a kid and watched that, I said, oh.
I hope the original was awesome. Really good because I watched the remake. Few years ago,
it was the original.
I like the original.
The original was good for its time. I think it's a little dated now. Well, I don't know. Maybe it might not be, but I don't see a big major coalition with the current Cuban government and the Soviets like it was in that portrayed in that movie. Keep in mind, in those days, we didn't know much at all about Cuba because of the embargoes and everything else. We knew that they were driving around in 1934. Cars and you know they were scrambling trying to get everything they could. People were living in tough sheds, for the equivalent of tough sheds, you know, and things like that. But we didn't really know much else, you know. And of course, in those days, the Red Threat was still just as strong as it was in the 50s or the 60s or what have you, you know. So that movie scared the hell out of a lot of people. It really did. I don't think a couple of kids with some hunting rifles could do as well as those kids did in the movies, but
they were pros, dude. The way they did what they did,
yeah,
it was too much, right?
It was a little too much to buy. And when I'm, you know, 15, 16 years old, it was cool as hell. Now I'm 45, and I'm like, no, no, especially snowflakes, no, no way, you know. But I don't know. I mean, I thought it was for its time. It was a good flick. I'm more intrigued now. With The Man in the High Castle, it's an Amazon only.
How far into it are you?
Episode one. I haven't had no time to do anything else. But basically the premise of that is the Allies lose World War II instead of winning it, and the United States is split down the Rocky Mountains. And I couldn't help but look. The area I'm in right now is just the other side of the German occupied territory.
Oh, so you're in the neutral zone.
No. I'm occupied.
Oh, you're in the.
But German. I can see the neutral zone. Yeah. Which sucks. Oh, that sucks so bad. Anyway, anything east of the Rockies is German occupied. Anything west of the Rockies is belongs to the Empire of Japan. And it's interesting to see how those two cultures differ, even on the same continent. And the oppression and everything else that happens more on the German side, and the Japanese are a little bit more forgiving than the Germans, for sure. And those are scenarios I've
played
out. I don't
know. Maybe not.
Well, that's what it's coming across now. That's what it's coming. That's what it came across in episode one.
Yeah.
You think the Japanese would be more lenient?
No, I'm not saying that's what I think. I'm saying that's what I got out of episode one.
Right, he's talking about the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
They're very good at making. They're very good at making you feel. I don't want to say sympathetic because that's not. They make you feel like you could relate to what decisions you would make if you were in that situation. You know what I mean? Living under those two different powers.
But are they?
How would
you?
How would you adjust?
Are the Americans living under their control?
Oh yes, very much so, and so much so you have Americans that are part of the German patrols, part of the German army. You have Americans that are throwing out the German propaganda left and right. I didn't see much of that in the Japanese thing. However, on the Japanese side, they own all the stores and everything else. There isn't one American person per se American that is really owning anything, quite honestly. And again, one episode in, I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah. You'll
like it as you get farther into it. It gets much more twisted, very twisted. The show is ridiculous the farther you get into it.
Okay.
But it has these undertones of, man, this is really what it might be like if this had happened this way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary. Scary.
Let me ask the chat.
Okay. Since you're the only one that can really see it, you want to clue us in?
Okay, so Swayze, good flick, Javi's Woodshop. So he's talking about Red Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And Shogun Jimmy said, "Lo, now it is warm." Heath Knuckles, toasty. I don't know why they're saying this. Heath Knuckles, the woods have eyes.
No, that was a movie.
I don't know if I saw that. I know. Which one was that? The woods have eyes.
I never saw it.
I remember the name.
I remember the title. Yeah, I never watched it.
All I remember Shogun is Jimmy, the hills have eyes.
The hills have eyes.
Yeah.
Shogun Jimmy says, "Come on, guys, drop acid like a normal person." Amy Bitters, I hate the intro to that show Ryan's talking about. Which one that he's talking about?
That's because it's not Edelweiss.
Edelweiss.
It's Anal-Vice. Or wait, I said that backwards.
Wow. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
There are no Anal-Vices involved in the intro of that show.
That's horrible, dude. Who would want to watch that movie?
Not I.
But what movie is that, though, dude?
It's not. It's not a movie.
The intro song for The Man in the High Tower is the old German song Edelweiss.
Oh, Ryan. I see.
Ryan?
Yeah. Amy thought it said anal vice. So that's probably why she does not like that intro.
I saw Gremlins again the other night for the first time.